Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Kuf Tes Vav. We are holding at the very top of daf Kuf Tes Vav Amir Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by a group of my friends, and I thank them very much for the sponsorship, the support of our Talmud Torah. We're holding on the top of Kuf Tes Vav Amir Aleph. We were discussing the shita that clearly goes against our Mishnah, that any time the shita that holds that a woman can be yorish her son as well. Our Mishnah did not say that. Our Mishnah said that a man can be yorish his son, a father can be yorish his son, but not a mother. We quoted this other shita, though, that says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shimon, that a woman can be yorish her son as well. So the Gemara is going to try to reconcile how our Mishnah can hold that a mother cannot be yorish her son and still hold that a ben is kodem lebas biyerushas ha'em, that a son comes before a daughter in the mother's yerusha, because both of those dinim are dependent on the hekish of mata ha'av l'mata ha'em. So if you're going to make that hekish where you compare mata ha'av l'mata ha'em, then you should come out saying that a ben is kodem lebas b'yerusha se'em, like our Mishnah does, but you should also come out saying that a mother is yoresh her son. If you're not going to make that hekish, so good, you're going to say that a mother is not yoresh her son, but you also shouldn't say that a ben is kodem lebas b'yerusha se'em. So our Gemara is going to try to reconcile how it could be that our Mishnah holds the combination of shitos that it in fact does hold. Then the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph is going to tell us what the exact order of Yerusha is. The Seder Nachlos, who comes first, who comes next. And essentially it's going to teach us the rule that not only does, let's say, a son come before a daughter, but all of the son's descendants come before the daughter as well. That there is that notion of the descendants of anyone who's on the in the line of Yerusha come before the next person or the next category, the next level of Yerusha. And the Gemara is going to derive where we know that from. And then on Amud Beis, and we're really going into tomorrow's daf as well, the Gemara is going to record a dispute, a debate between the Chachamim and the Tzedukim, whether a Bas HaBen has to share the Yerusha with a Bas. Meaning, let's say a fellow had a son and a daughter. The son had a daughter. But the son predeceases the father. So at the time that the father dies, his daughter's alive and his granddaughter is alive. So the Chacham said the granddaughter gets everything. She's coming mikach her father. Her father would get everything over his own sister. So the granddaughter gets everything. But the Tzedukim said no. She has to share it with the bas, with the surviving daughter. So that is going to be the dispute. We're going to get into some of the details of what their proofs were in one direction or the other. What their proofs were back and forth. So again, we had said yesterday, just to pick up at the very top of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, we had said yesterday that there is this shita that if you really make this hekesh between Mata Ha'av and Mata Ha'im, so the hekesh should teach us that just like an Av is Yoreshes Bino, just like a father can Yarshin his son, so too Ha'im Yoreshes Es Bino, a mother can Yarshin her son as well. So ask the Gemara Esve, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, Ha'isha Es Bino, Va'isha Es Baila, Va'achi Ha'im, Man Chilin V'lo Nochlin, that it says Beferish in our Mishnah, not that way. You want to tell me that a mother can Yarshin her son, but the mother and the son relationship is listed in the Mishnah as manchilin velo nochalin. So how can you tell me the mother yarshins the son? Amrlei Mishnah senu eni yodea mishana. So he says, is our Mishnah really so reliable? It doesn't seem to fit any known shita. As Rashbam says, it's not just I'm saying that I don't know who the author of our Mishnah happens to be. Mishnah senu eni yodea mishana, says Rashbam, de'ein ikr. Our Mishnah is not what we paskin like. Di gufa kasha, because our Mishnah is itself self-contradictory. Kidil kaman, as we're about to play it out, and we're about to show that either you learn this hekesh or you don't learn this hekesh, and our Mishnah seems to be on two sides of the fence. Since we do have this hekesh of matos, where we're makish the mata aim, the mata av, and it's through that hekesh that we learn that a son comes before a daughter in the mother's estate as well. That same hekesh should teach us that just like a father yarshins his son, son, so to a mother yarshins the son. So says Gemara, Velemele Rabbi Sachari ben Akatzavi, to lo darish matos. What's so difficult about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Sachari ben Akatzav, who doesn't have this drasha of being makish, the Yerusha aim to Yerusha Sa'av. He simply doesn't, and that's why Rabbi Sachari ben Akatzav held that it's true when yarshining a father's estate, a ben is called them labas, that's beferish in the Torah, there's no arguing that. But when yarshining a mother's estate, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav held, son and daughter are the same when yarshining a mother's estate, because there is no such hekish of being makish Yerusha Se'im li Yerusha Sa'av. So maybe that's what our Mishnah is assuming when our Mishnah assumes that yes, a father can yarshin his children, but a mother cannot yarshin his children because there is no hekesh, there's no comparison between father and mother. So says Gemara, lo mitukum amastisik Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. No, you can't say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. Because if you say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, keep in mind that Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav would hold that son coming before a daughter is only true when you're yarshining a father's estate. Any other stage of Yerusha, yarshining a mother, an uncle, any other stage of Yerusha, there's no such din of a son coming before a daughter. The Katani, and yet our Mishnah says ubnei achos, that along the line of Yerusha are bnei achos, are nephews. That a man dies, he has a sister, his sister has children, those children yarshin. V'tana bnei achos v'lo benos achos. And we learn that it's bnei achos and not benos achos. The nieces do not yarshin him, only the nephews yarshin him. V'armina l'may hilchasa. And we said, well, what does that mean, the nieces don't yarshin him? It can't mean that the nieces don't yarshin him at all, because that makes no sense. Why wouldn't they yarshin him at all if there were no nephews? If all there were nieces, nieces. If all there were nieces, then obviously the nieces would yarshin. So it doesn't make sense to say that they don't yarshin at all. Vam Rav Sheshes Lekadim. No, what it means to say is that in terms of who comes first, that nephews come before nieces. V'salkadaituch masnis Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. But if you want to attribute our Mishnah to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, Ha'amar echad ben ve'echad bas shavin b'nechseim. Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav would not hold that nephews come before nieces. He holds boys and girls are equal in Yerusha, except for Yerusha Sa'av. So our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. So on the one hand, it seems to follow Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav in not allowing the mother to yarshin her children. But on the other hand, in allowing nephews to come before nieces, that's against Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. So says the Gemara, okay, it's not only a problem that we can't attribute our Mishnah to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, now we have a problem that our Mishnah is inherently inconsistent. Because either you learn this hekish of mata aim lamatav, or you don't, but you have to be consistent in your approach. V'tana didan, our tana, the tana of our Mishnah, mimanavshach, I darish matos, ishanami tirishas bina. If you're going to make this drush of matos, which is the hekish of mata aim lamata av, so then a woman should yarshin her son just like a father yarshins his son. I lo darish matos, and if you're not going to make this hekish of mata aim lamata av, ben dekodem lebas b'nichse ha'im minalei. Where does our Mishnah get the idea that a son comes before a daughter in nichse ha'im? Yes, in nichse ha'av, that's beferish in the Torah. But in nichse ha'im, where do you know that the son is going to come before a daughter? So what is the approach of our Mishnah? Says Gemara, li'olam darish matos. And realize, when we're saying that we have difficulty in understanding the approach of our Mishnah, we're also saying, therefore, we should trust Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon's Shita rather than the Shita of our Mishnah, and we should therefore say that a mother can yarshin her son. Says Mar Liolam Darish Matos. Now, really, our Mishnah does darshin matos. It does have this hekish. It does hold that we're makish mata aim le mata av. Aye, how then are we going to explain why a mother doesn't yarshin her son? V'shayni hacha damakra v'kol bas yoreshes nachla. Yoreshes ve'enam moreshes. It's a special Gzeres HaKasa that teaches us kol bas yoreshes nachla, and that teaches us, yes, yoreshes, but enam moreshes, that a bas cannot be morish to her mother. So enochinami, from the Hekish, if not for a special Gzeres HaKasa, the Hekish would teach us that mata av and mata em are the same, and therefore a mother can yarshin her child, but we have a Gzeres HaKasa that tells us otherwise. Wherever we don't have a Gzeres HaKasa, though, we do make this Hekish of mata av, mata em, and that's why Ben is called them labas, not only in yarshining the father, father, a ben is called him labas in yarshining the mother, a ben is called him labas in yarshining an uncle. That's because we generally do hold of this hakish. If you look at the Rashbam in the fifth medium-sized line or so, vavamatzi l'michtav v'kol bas nachla uksiv yoreshes, meaning that what the Gemara is darshing this kzeiros hakasuv, it could have just said v'kol bas nachla. Why did it say v'kol bas yoreshes nachla? So the meimer dafka yoreshes shnei matos, avalena moreshes lish shnei matos. That it's only saying that she's yoreshes from shnei matos, but not that she's yoreshes. Yoreshes two shnei matos and meisihi ela echnam dainu av deinem yoreshes. She can only be morish to one shevet, meaning her father's shevet. She can only be morish to her father, not to her mother. Rabbeinu Chanan al diek mem demi matos miktsas shnei matos hu yoreshes ve'eno moreshes. Kigon aim she'ena aim yoreshes bita vuadin lebna dal karcha chay mem l'diuka didayasi. Rabbeinu Chanan is a different drasha that he thinks it's not from the word yoreshes, it's from the extra mem that we're actually darshaning. But be that as it may, there is a gzeres hakasuv here in the end that teaches us that a mother is not yoresh children, and that's the reason for the Tana of our Mishnah, even though in general he does hold of the Hekish. Now the Mishnah starts getting into the actual order of Yerusha. So says the Mishnah, Seder Nachlos Kachu. The order of Yerusha goes as follows. Ish kiyamus uben ein lo, vavartam es nachlos al debito. That it says in the Chumash. A man dies, and he doesn't have a son, so his Yerusha goes to his daughter, and from there we see clearly ben kodem labas, that a son comes before a daughter. But here's the chiddush: not only does a son come before a daughter, kol yotze yerecho shel ben kodem labas, any descendants of the son would come before the daughter. Meaning, we're going to see at each stage that before we move on to the next category of yoresh, we first exhaust any descendants of the first category of yoresh. So ben is before a bas, any descendants of the ben will come before a bas. A bas is kodem la'achin. We're about to see that a daughter comes before the guy's brothers. Any descendants of the daughter as well would come before the brothers. That's the way it works when in these categories of Yerusha. If you look at the Rashbam, ben kodem la'bas, Reuven kodem la'dina achoso, lirish es Yaakov, Reuven comes before Dina to yarshin Yaakov, v'chein kol yotze yirecho shel Reuven, emes Reuven kodem la'dina achoso, lirish es Yaakov. If Reuven predeceases Yaakov, but he had children, all of his children would come before Dina. Kigod mes Reuven, chanoch beno kodem la'dina, lirish nechse Yaakov, uben shel chanoch, uben beno, ad elav dor, kulam kodem la'dina. Doesn't make a difference how many generations down you have to go. There's no point where the kurva is broken. It's not so pashut. I don't know, by Dine Edus, I assume we say the same thing. I think they say the joke from Rav Eliyashiv, when they told Rav Eliyashiv that he, toward the end of his life, that he gets a mazel tov because he had a great, great, great grandchild that was born to him. And I think they say that, unclear that whether it was a joke or not, but I think he said, I don't even know if I'm pasul Edus for him, because it's such a distant relative. Normally when we talk about, you know, like a Rishon Bashishi, there must be some generation gap or something, so you're talking about a common ancestor, not where you are the common ancestor. But as far as Yerusha goes, Elef Doros, you can go 1,000 Doros and you're still going to come before the Ben, is still going to come before a Bas. What's interesting is the Torah never writes Beferish that a father yarshins a child. That the din that an Av is Yerusha Spino, we only learn from a drasha. So the Ramban on Chumash is bothered why the Torah never tells us that a father yarshins a son. And he gives a number of terutzim. First of all, he tells us by Dina Yerusha, the rule is that anyone who's morish is also yoresh, because a kurva is equal on both sides. So if an Av is manchil b'no, the pasuk doesn't have to tell us that an Av is nochel mi b'no, meaning there are exceptions, obviously, as our Mishnah had listed, but generally speaking, it's a two-way street. Second, he says, the fact that a father is Yoresh, his son, is Muchach from the fact that a brother yarshins his brothers, because the Iker Din Yerusha is really for Yotzei Chalatzav of the mace. It shouldn't really work sideways, it should work down. And nevertheless, a brother is Yoresh his brothers, because it says in the Satam Esnach Lassalach, if that's Beferish in the Torah, that must work through Mishmush. Mishmush is the notion that if the relative who's supposed to get the Yerusha dies, you go to his relative. So why does one's brothers Yarshin him? Because it must be through Mishmash that his father really Yarshined him, and then it goes to his brothers. That's a second suggestion of the Ramban. The third suggestion the Ramban has is that a father is Yorish his son, that's not Derech Bracha, that a son should die Bechaye Aviv, and that the father should be Yorish his son. So the Torah doesn't want to say it Beferish. The Torah will teach us this halacha without teaching it to us Beferish, without saying it explicitly, because it's a Derech Klala, and we'd rather not say something that's a Derech Klala. Also, the Ramban suggests that the Parsha of Yerusha was said to the Ba'ei Ha'aretz, to those who came into Eretz Yisrael. It could be that there was no Av being Yoresh Beno in the Ba'ei Ha'aretz, because the older generation all died out, so they were all in the Mesa Midbar. So it could be that in the entire Jewish people there was no situation of an Av being Yoresh Espino. Now, as far as the idea of Ben Kodem Labas, the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Darshan the din that a Ben comes before a Bas from the Pasuk Ish Ki Yamos U Ben Emo Vavartim Es Nachlosa Labito, that when there's no Ben, that's when the Bas is Yoresh, but when there is a Ben, the Bas is not Yerish. The Yerushalmi learns it from somewhere else. It's not from the fact that the Torah says when there's no Ben, implying that if there is a Ben, then the Bas is not Yerish. Yerushalmi learns it from the slight variance in language that the Torah uses in describing the Yerushas HaBas, different than other Yerushas. By Yerusha Ben, it says, by other Yerushas, it says, V'nasatem esnachlaso. By Yerusha Bas, it says, V'ha'avartem esnachlaso libito. So the Yerushalmi emphasizes that. The Avartem implies a diversion of the Yerusha from its original from its original destination. That initially you would say it goes to a Ben, but because there is no Ben, it's been diverted to the Bas. And that teaches us that the Sefer Yerusha is Ben Kodem Labas. Now, as far as the issue of Kol Yotzei Yerecho Shel Ben Kodem Labas, that all of the descendants of the son would also come before the daughter. So this is what we call mishmush. This is the idea that when the person who's supposed to be Yoresh isn't around, so his descendants will stand in his place. But they're clearly, the great-great-grandchild is not getting it because he's a great-great-grandchild. He's getting it because of his great-grandfather who was a son, and the son comes before the daughter. Obviously, the great-great-grandson is a less close relative than the daughter is, but the son, it comes before the daughter. So that's mishmush. The great-great-grandchild is only getting it because of his great-grandfather who's the son, and that comes before the daughter. The idea of mishmush, though, the Achronim have an interesting discussion about this, about how it works exactly. Reuven dies, and then Yaakov, his father, dies. So now Chanoch ben Reuven is going to Yarsh the Zaydi, he's going to Yarshin Yaakov. How does it work? Is it that Reuven is Yoresh Bekever, all of Yaakov's Nechasim, and then Chanoch, his son, Yarshins it from Reuven? Or maybe no. There's no such thing as dead people Yarshining. There's no Yerusha Bekever. The way it works is that when Reuven dies, one of the things that he's Morish to Chanoch is the rights of Yerushas Yaakov. So it's not that Reuven Yarshins it Bekever. It never goes through Reuven. It's the rights of Yerushas Yaakov that go to Chanoch at the time of Reuven's death, and therefore it goes directly from Yaakov to Chanoch. Now the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos, "V'imeis haYoresh nafal Yerushaso liYorshov," that if the Yoresh dies, it goes to his Yorshim. Lachshov kiluzeh hazochi biYerusha who also sheniftar, that we consider the guy who ultimately gets the Yerusha like the one who has already died. And what the Rambam seems to be saying is that when Reuven dies, we view Chanoch as the proper heir in the Yerusha of Yaakov, his grandfather, as if he was Reuven himself, that he's Omid b'makom aviv. So the Rambam seems to say that a mace is not Yorish b'kever. It's that the mace has been Morish, the right to be Yorish from his father, and that's what Rav Elchanan proves is the shita of the Ri in Tosas Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, that a mace is not Yorish b'kever, because the Gemara over there says that we're makish Yerusha Shnia li Yerusha Rishona, just like Yerusha Rishona ben kodim lebas, af Yerusha Shnia ben kodim lebas. So what does Yerusha Rishona, Yerusha Shnia mean? So remember, we had a discussion, several shitos and Rishonim. The Ri over there says Yerusha Rishona means that a ben and a bas are Yorish their father. Yerusha Shnia is mishmush, is anything that works through the relative. So Farusha Alide Mishmush is Zoche Bekever, and he's Manchil to the Yerushim. Like other Yerushas, you wouldn't need a Hekish to Yerusha Shnia, because it would also be considered Yerusha Rishona. So that's how the Balei HaTosfos seem to understand the din of Mishmush. However, there are other Rishonim that seem to understand it clearly the other way. So that's the question of exactly how the din of Mishmush works, and this is a major discussion in the Achronim. Okay, says the Mishnah further now. Now that we've discussed the son before the daughter, all of the descendants of the son before the daughter, who does the daughter come before? Bas kodemus la'achin. The daughter comes before the brothers. Yotzi yerecha shalbas, kodmin la'achin. Not only the daughter herself, any descendants of the daughter come before the brothers. Achin kodmin la'achei ha'av. The brothers come before the father's brothers, meaning the brothers come before the uncles. Yotze Yerechon Shalachin Kol Min Lachei Ha'av. Not only do the brothers come before the uncles, but the descendants of the brothers come before the uncles. So the nephews and the nieces are going to come before the uncles. Zaklal. The rule is Kol Kodem B'Nachla Yotze Yerechon Kodem. Anyone who's earlier in the line of Nachla, it's not only him, it's any of his descendants, will always come before we go to the next level of Yerusha. Va'av Kodem L'Chol Yotze Yerechon. But a father comes before all the other all of his own Yotze Yerecho. So if a son dies and he doesn't have any children of his own, so then the father is the next level of Yerusha, and the father will come before any of his other children, any of his other grandchildren, any of the brothers or the nephews. So the father comes before all of Yotze Yerecho. When we say that a brother comes before the uncle, so when it comes to the Yerusha of an uncle, there is a machlokas rishonim whether that's a Yerusha midin hakrava, like a son or an av shalmeis, or that's midin mishmush, that you're being yoresh, the uncles are really just being yoresh the father, and the father is the one that was really yoresh, just that the father is not alive. The Rashbam daf kuf chav hembe sounds like the brother is yoresh his brother's mitzad hakrava, that it's in his actual relationship, and it's not midin mishmush. The Ramban holds that an ach is yoresh his ach of midin mishmush, and that's what it sounds from the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos as well. L'maynaf kamina, whether the brother is yoresh his brother's derech mishmush, or it's mitzad hakrava shebeinayim, that they're actual relatives, and it's not only that it works through the father, and then it goes down to the brothers. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out in the Tshuva in Madura Tlisa Simen Tes Vav that in the case where the Achei Aviv, he's Yoresh Achei Aviv, and that he's Yoresh his uncles, and his father has a Balchov, it would be a Nafkamina. Because if an Ach is Yoresh Midin Mishmush, it turns out when the Ben Ach is Yoresh the uncle, he's Yoresh Derech Mishmush Yerusha of Avi Aviv, of his grandfather. And the Gemara is going to say that someone who's Yoresh Avi Aviv does not have to pay the Chov Shal Aviv. He doesn't have to pay his father's Chovos, because he could say, I'm not yarshening my father, I'm yarshening Avod Abba, I'm yarshening my grandfather. But if the brother yarshens mitzad the kurva itself, then he's going to have to pay the chov of the father. Rabbi Kivager says another nafkamina, if Reuven and Shimon are yoresh their brother Levi, and Yaakov the father said before his death that only Reuven should yarshen him, he wanted to designate Reuven as his only yoresh. So now you have to know, is this really Yerushas Yaakov, or is this really Yerushas Levi? Right? Levi dies and he leaves Reuven and Shimon the brothers, so if it goes directly to Reuven and Shimon, that brothers are just krovim, so good, so now Reuven and Shimon are both going to yarshin. But if it goes through Yaakov, and Yaakov had said before he died, no, I only want one of my sons to yarshin me, so then it's got to go only to that son. That would be another nafkamina. Chassam Sofer says another nafkamina, according to those shitos, that a mumar is not Yoresh's father, that someone who's not Pikoris, a mumar is not Yoresh's father, so it's he's excluded only from Yerushas Aviv, not from the other Yerushas. So mumar be Yerushas Achiv is totally in this machlokas rishonim. If her brother yarshins his brother's mitzad kurva, so you'd be able to yarshin, the mumer would be able to yarshin as well, because this din of a mumer not yarshining is only about a father. But if it works through the father, then even the mumer would, then even in by brothers, the mumer would not be able to yarshin. So those are some of the nafkaminas. Says the Gemara now, Tan Rabbanan, Ben, Ein li ela Ben, Ben Aben, Obas Aben, O ben basa ben minayin. How do I know that the grandchildren of, meaning the son's son, the son's daughter, or the son's grandson, how do I know that they too would come before, in the Yerusha, come before the daughter? Tamalomar ein lo, ayena lov. Ein lo teaches that you have to look at all the generations. You have to see if there's any descendant, any surviving descendant whatsoever. That's what we dash from ein lo, that you have to look all the way down the generations to see if there's any surviving descendant whatsoever. Tosus raises the question, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Yerusha's ben haben works, midin mishmush? It's a we have a cloud, b'nei banam areim kabanim. In general, we always say b'nei banam areim kabanim. So the ben haben, of course, is going to be Yoresh, the grandfather. So he is Tosa suggests that bnei banim are not considered kabanim except for when the Torah says zera. That zera means kol zera, means even bnei banim. But by nachla, the Torah doesn't use the lashon of zera. It says uben ein lo, and ben means only a son, not a grandson. So if ben generally means only a son, we're going to need a drasha over here to tell me that a grandson too ein lo ayen alav. That's our drasha. In the Stechemer, he brings a raya that Tosfos is correct from a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that there's a chiyuv for a father to be melamed as beno Torah from pasuk l'madam osam sbenechem. How do I know a chiyuv to be melamed as ben beno Torah? A different pasuk. Vodatim levanecha ulevnei vanecha. What's wrong with the first pasuk? Why not just say v'limatim osam esbeneichem includes b'nei banim arei heim kibanim? So says the Stechemet. You see that that's not good enough because it says banecha, it doesn't say zarecha. If it would have said zarecha, then you say b'nei banim arei kibanim. But it doesn't say that. It says banecha. So the Rashash just points out that in the Medrash, in the Mechilta, on the pasuk of Ahayu ki yomer aleichem b'neichem, ma avodah zos lachem, that this is a besura tova that the Jewish people were given at that time, that they're going to be able to see banim u b'nei banim that didn't see the Pesach al bata Yisrael b'mitzrayim, who are then going to have to ask ma avodah zos lachem. So you see, even though we're using the term b'neichem, we understand this to be about b'nei banim. These are the grandchildren who never got to see the actual event of Pesach. Rav Elchanan raises the question that you find by Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu to Shevet Levi in Dvarim Perek Lam Gimel, Ha'omer la'aviv limo lo ri'isiv ve'esachiv lo hikir ve'espanav lo yada. And Rashi over there says, espanav lo yada means ben habas, his grandchildren. So you see that Ben Abbas is also called Ben. Furthermore, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chav Gimel, Kiddushin Samaches, Ravina says, Ben Bitcha Abba Min Ovid Kachavim, Kari Bincha. If one has a daughter who's Jewish, and that Jewish daughter has a baby with a non-Jew, that grandchild that's born from that is called Bincha. So you see that Ben Abbas is called Bincha, even though it doesn't use the term Zarecha. So the Achronim suggests to answer for Tosfos Kasha a little differently. That yes, B'nei Banim Areim Kabanim, but you still need the drush of Ein Lo Ayena Lav, because there's an afkamina when the mace leaves a bas and a bas haben. If we would darshan mitzad b'nei banim areim kabanim, we would say that a bas haben is no better than a bas than the bas hames, and would yarshan together with her. So the Torah has say ein lo to teach us ayena lav, that first you have to go through everyone on that side in the initial yerushas. If you had a son, look down the generations for that son before you go any further than that. The Achronim give other answers to Tosfos Kasha as well. It's a major discussion about why B'nei Banim Harehim Kabanim seems to be insufficient over here. Tosfos also raises the question that if how do I know that if a person dies without any children and he leaves grandchildren, that the wife is Pater from Yibum? The Pasuk by Yibum says, Yeshua Achim Yachtav Uben Ein Lo. So we can't learn Ein Lo Ayena Lov because we already use Ein Lo Ayena Lov to teach us that if he leaves a Mamzer child that he's potter from Yibum. So how can you make two drushes from the same pasuk? So how do I know that if he leaves a grandchild, he's potter from Yibum? So Tosfos gives a number of suggestions. One of them, the simplest suggestion probably, is Ayenelov just means make sure that there's no descendants. So and what does it mean? Make sure there's no descendants, no grandchildren, no great grandchildren, no mamzer children, no anything. But it's all the same drush. It's not that you're making two drushes from Ayenelov by Yibum. It's one drusha. The one drusha is make sure that there's nobody, that there's absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing means no mamzer, no grandchild. No, so that's the pashtus. So anyway, back in the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, bas in the other bas. I only see from our Mishnah that a daughter yarshins bas habas uben habas ubas ben habas. Minayin, how do I know that the daughter's daughter, the daughter's son, or the daughter's son's daughter would yarshin before any of the brothers, or even the father for that matter? Tamalomar, ein lo ayenalav. That's also because it says if he doesn't have a daughter, so we darshan from there, ayenalav, that you have to look into whether there are any descendants whatsoever. Haketzad, nachla mimashmeshes v'aleches ad Reuven. The way that the Yerusha has to go is you go all the way back up the generations, all the way until Reuven, everyone's got a relative. Unless you're talking about a ger, everyone somewhere along the line has a relative once you're willing to use mishmush, meaning going up the generations isn't going to help you in terms of finding living relatives, because, you know, the great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is probably not alive, but he must have a descendant somewhere. You keep going up till there's a descendant. So it says Gemara, Ad Reuven, that's an odd phrase. Velema Ad Yaakov, we all descend from Yaakov. So why would you stop at Reuven? Maybe I'm not from Shevet Reuven. Why would you give the example of Reuven? So Amar Abaye, Gemiri Delo Kala Shifta. It doesn't mean it's loved after Reuven, it means till you get to the Shevet. Because that's the last generation that we know always leaves a descendant. That there's none of there's no such thing as a shevet that's entirely wiped out. So that's the lima that we have, that you go until Reuven, because then you'll definitely find a descendant by then. If you were to, let's say, stop at Chanoch, or that generation, you're not always necessarily going to find a descendant, because there's no such haftacha that they're not going to be wiped out. The Ramban al Torah quotes the Shitas Rabbeinu Atzarfatim that hold that our forefathers Kodem Matan Torah had a din of a Ben Noach. You know, this is a major discussion in Achronim, but it's really a discussion in Rishonim first, whether Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, you know, we refer to Avram as the first Jew. Was he a Jew? Was he Jewish? So that's a major discussion. Mishnah Lemelech in Parashas Drachim has a whole long discussion of whether the Avos Kodem Matan Torah had a din of a Yisrael or a din of Ben Noach. So the Parashas Drachim comes to the conclusion that it's such a difficult question, they themselves couldn't answer the question. They had no idea whether they were a Yisrael or a Ben Noach. So he says, they were machmir on everything. They were machmir to treat themselves like Yisrael, and like a Ben Noach, they were machmir on both sides. So he says, yeah, that's great for almost everything. What do you do about Shabbos? How are they going to observe Shabbos? If a Ben Noach who observes Shabbos is Chayv Misa, a Goy Shabbos is Chayv Misa, a Yisrael who doesn't observe Shabbos is Chayv Misa. So that's a creative discussion that the Achronim have, like 15 different answers. I always thought that when I write the book of the 100 questions that each have 100 answers, that's going to make the list. You know, that's one of the questions that have like 100 different answers to it. So the Ramban al Torah quotes that shita that they had a din of Bnei Noach. So Rav Chanan just points out that if that's the case, how are you going to explain our Gemara? Nachlum mashmeshes v'alechas ad Reuven. The Rambam paskins in the sixth paragraph of Hilchas Nachlos that Bnei Noach don't have dina Yerusha. They only have Yerusha Saben, that he yarshin directly from a father. All the other dina Yerusha don't apply to Bnei Noach. So as soon as you get to Matan Torah, you got to stop. You can't keep going backwards because they don't have dina Yerusha. So that's the kasha that Rav Elchanan, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, others ask. The Achronim are bothered by that kasha. Anyway, says the Gemara further now. Third line from the top. Amrav hun amrav. Kol omer tirish bas im bas haben. If someone were to claim that a daughter should be able to share the Yerusha with a son's daughter, with a granddaughter from the son, afilu nasi shabi Yisrael, even if that person who makes that claim is a nasi shabi Yisrael, ein shomen lo. We do not listen to him. That if you look at Rashbam, Kol dayon haomer uposeg din shetir shabbat shalmeis im basaben shalmeis. We're not talking about someone who's learning in yeshiva and doesn't know the halacha. It's not a dayon who paskins the din that the daughter is going to split the yerusha with the basaben based on the kal v'chomer that we're about to see. Even if he was a dayon nasi b'Yisrael, it doesn't matter what position he's arrived at. Ain shomano. If you look at Tosaf, even Nasi should be swell, Sharotza the Sakin the Fitzorach Sha'a, Ken Shimatsinu Bibne bin Yamish, Isn Shalotirish Basa Ben Machiv, Ain shomano Mishum Tzdukin. That no, what he's trying to say is not that if someone paskins this way, but if someone tries to make a takana, he knows the Allah is not this way, but he tries to make a takana because he thinks that it's the right thing to do to make sure that the daughter gets Yerusha rather than, at least part of the Yerusha, rather than all of it going to the grandchild. This is one takana that the Rabbanan are not allowed to make because it was a point of contention between the Chachamim and the Tzedukim. So you have to be very careful not to take the side of the Tzedukim. So that's why we go out of our way to show that we're not going like the Tzedukim. And we do this in a number of situations where the Tzedukim held something, so we dafka go out of our way to not take the side of the Tzedukim. At the beginning of Maseches Yuma, that we're metame the Kohen in advance of Yom Kippurim to show that the Tara process works because the Tzedukim said it didn't, but it seems to be nonsensical. Metame the Kohen, why would you dafka be it certainly works if you're not metame him. No, but dafka to show against the Tzedukim. We make a point, dafka to show against the Tzedukim. So we have to be careful not to make such a takana. Sheinan el maisat stukin, because to do so, says the Gemara, is a maisat stukin. Well, where is it a maisat stukin? Tatanya, we have the following brisa. Barba ve'esrim b'teves, tavna ledinana. On the 24th day of Teves, we should make a celebration. Sheit stukin omrin tirush habas im basaben. Because the tzdukim used to say that a daughter would yarshin together with the granddaughter. Nit palem rabbi yochanan zakai omalem, shotim minayin zalachem. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai challenged them and he said, you fools, where do you learn such a din that daughters should yarshin with the granddaughter? V'lo haya adam shechziru davar chutz mizakin echad shei mefatfeit kenegdo. No one was responding to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. They didn't want to take him on except for one zakin echad, one member of the Tzeduki clan who decided he was going to challenge him. V'omer. And he said the following kal v'chomer. Uma bas b'no haba'a mikoach b'no tirashenu. If the son's daughter, who's only coming mikoach the son, can yarshin the guy, bito haba'a mikocho lo kol shekein. His daughter who comes as his own descendant, as his own child, not through any intermediate generation, through herself, directly, so should for sure be able to yarshin. That's what the Tzduki said. So in response, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said the following pasuk: Ela b'nei seir hachori yoshei aretz lotan v'shoval v'tzivon v'ana. So you see that Anna and Sivon were siblings, right? They were both b'nei seir hachori. And Uksiv, the pasuk also says, Ve'ela b'nei Tzivon ayava Anna, that Sivon's child was Anna. So were Anna and Sivon siblings or father-son? You see that Sivan was Boel, his mother, and was Molid Anna. So you, from the fact that you see that Anna is included amongst the Bnei Seir, who are Yoshvei Aretz, who yarshin the land from their father Seir, you see that Bnei Banim are like Banim as far as the Yerusha of their grandfather. And that's why Anna, Sivan's son, was Yorish Seir, his grandfather, Mikoach Sivan, Mikoach his father. So just like a Ben Aben is Yoresh through the koch of his father, so too the Bas Haben will be Yoresh through the koch of her father, and the daughter will not be Yoresh together with the Bas Haben. That was his raya. Says Gemara, but how do you know that's really what happened? Dilma Trey Anna Havu. Maybe there were just two people named Anna. Maybe it's not. No one knew there was no incest over anything. Amar Rabba Amina Milsa Dalam or Shavra Malka. Let me tell you something that even Shavra Melech wouldn't say. He wouldn't know. Umanu Shmuel. And who's called Shavra Malka or Shmuel? I mean, Shmuel was a Baki in Dine Maminus, and we always pass like him. Even he doesn't know this. Ikata Amri Amar of Papa Amina Milsa Dalam or Shavra Malka. Umanu Rabba. That he's saying, no, I'm going to tell you something that even Rabba doesn't know, even though we always pass him like Rabba. And the Amar Kra, who Anna? Hu ana d'mei yikara. When the pasuk says hu ana, it's telling us there was only one ana. That the same ana we referred to later on is the same ana that we referred to before. So that was the response to the initial response to the kal v'chomer that the tzaduki had suggested. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up two lines from the bottom tomorrow.